gene therapy experiments might prove fruitful in fighting neurodegenerative afflictions. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Elizabeth Thomas, associate professor in the Department of Molecular and Cellular Neuroscience at the Scripps Research Institute, explains her research into Huntington's disease.
Huntington's disease is an inherited illness, a devastating neurodegenerative disease which leads to loss of motor skills, cognitive and memory impairment, and ultimately death. Increasing evidence implies that changes in epigenetic gene regulation are a key feature of this disorder. Epigenetics refers to changes in gene activity that are not caused by alterations to the actual genetic code. For example, some epigenetic changes are triggered by diet or toxins in the environment. Such changes can be passed down to the next generation and have been linked to conditions such as obesity and psychiatric disorders. We are studying a family of epigenetic compounds called histone deacetylase inhibitors. Previous studies in our lab have shown that these inhibitors can improve movement, coordination, and cognition in different mouse models of Huntington's disease. In our latest study, we found that these compounds cause changes in DNA methylation, an epigenetic mark that can be inherited in the germline, for example, through changes to the DNA in sperm cells. We showed that among the genes affected by this treatment, one particular gene on the male Y chromosome showed altered DNA methylation. This DNA modification was associated with increased gene expression not only in the brains of the mice directly exposed to the drug, but in the brains of their male offspring as well. Further, the offspring of the drug-treated mice showed a later onset of disease symptoms, and their behavioral abnormalities were less severe. These findings are exciting because they are the first to show that a drug therapy given to parents can benefit their children who might inherit the disease too. Could these beneficial effects persist in generations of grandchildren or even great-grandchildren? We're looking into it.
That was Elizabeth Thomas of the Scripps Research Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
Now, as I look around, it's mighty plain to see this world is such a great...